As we continue our rounds here at Husker Harvest Days, I'm now located at Bex. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. Ty Powers joins us now. Now, Bex is a homegrown legacy. 1937 is when this company was started. And you were just telling me you're the largest family-owned company that's faith-based as well.
Yeah, so we're the largest family-owned faith-based seed company in the U.S. So like she mentioned, we've been around since 1937. We just came into Nebraska about three or four years ago, and we've seen just great growth, and people have been very receptive to the way we do business. We kind of look at things beyond just a bag of corn or a bag of soybeans. We want to bring more value to the customer as much as that we possibly can. So we also dabble in practical farm research. That's where we do research on non-seed related things. So it could be farming practices or other products that you may be wondering about, and we'll trial them out on any one of our 9 locations spread across the U.S. that are going to do that on large scale operations, and see how it could benefit your farm and if there's going to be a return on investment.
You know, I've seen a lot of excitement building here in Nebraska, like you mentioned. You haven't been here very long. I remember the social media that you guys used about you sneaking across the border from Iowa into Nebraska. What brings a Nebraska farmer to want to plant seed from Bex?
Well, I personally think guys are just kind of craving working with that more family-owned type company over the big corporations, that maybe you lose a little bit of that relationship that you maybe had once upon a time. We do a lot of tours where farmers are able to meet the heads of our company. So Scott Beck, Sonny Beck, and the grandson Corey Beck, that's now kind of coming into a leadership role. They're doing everything they can to make our company still feel small, but we also have grown enough to have the resources to keep up with the big boys and keep our share of the markets.
So as you look into this upcoming growing season, what excites you that's going to be available? Corn, beans, or what is catching folks' attention?
Yeah, so we have more genetic diversity than about anyone out there. So we partner with the larger companies, so Bayer, Corteva, Syngenta, BASF, just to name a few. And that's where we source our genetics from. So we're able to really have anything and everything that a farmer would need. And especially when we get into situations where we don't know what's going to happen with labels, we support XtendFlex soybeans as well as Enlist soybeans. So it's just really nice for us to always have something that we can depend on and lean on no matter what, larger macro market things are happening. So,
well, you can definitely tell just by the traffic that's been going through the building the last couple of days. Somebody wants to know more about Bex. Where do they go?
You can visit us at www.bexhybrids.com, and if you fill out information, one of us can reach out to you, or you can always reach out to your local Bex dealer. They'll always be happy to help.
Wonderful. Ty Powers joining us here. We are in the Bex booth during Husker Harvest Days. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.